Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
Yes, Donald Trump, you said that, is the headline of Billy Bush's op-ed piece for the New York Times. Now, this piece was published online last night, one day before Bush is to appear on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. You know, Billy said he decided to speak out after the news reports indicated that Trump had been casting doubt on the authenticity of the so-called Access Hollywood tapes. You know, these are the 12-year-old tapes which resurfaced in the final weeks of the presidential election campaign last year. Well, Bush and Trump spoke profanely about women, and Trump was bragging about sexually assaulting women. Quote, "When you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything. Grab them by the P word. You can do anything," Trump said, while Bush was laughing along. Bush said he was performing. "Surely," we thought, "none of this was real." Well, we now know better. I know Billy does, because he lost his job on the NBC Today show when the tape was re-aired last year. So, here is the story behind the story of the 13-year-old tape. It was my former producer, a black man, who was producing Access Hollywood when this segment was taped all those years ago. He was right there with Billy and Donald that day, and something told him to hang on to the tape after the story aired, which ended up being quite a good move all these years later. Oh, by the way, and Billy, who will appear on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert tonight, will most certainly spill the beans on what he knew about Matt Lauer's recently uncovered history of alleged sexual misconduct. See, Billy feels like he wasn't treated fairly by NBC and the Today Show, and he said he will no longer remain silent. Whew! Fat lady hasn't sung on this one yet. The judge, Janice Brinkley, has denied Meek Mill's request for bail. Now, according to TMZ, the judge has described Mill as a, quote, flight risk and a danger to the community. Well, his lawyer disagrees. Meek Mill's team says that, you know what, the judge continues her long pattern of unfair treatment of him. They say that he is really not a flight risk and he is absolutely no threat to the community. I've got to also say that they are appealing and several entertainers have spoken out on Meek Mill's behalf. And last but not least, congratulations to Alfonso Ribeiro for receiving the Caucus for Producers, Writers, and Directors Entertainer of the Year Award. What a career this guy has had. From the tap dance kid on Broadway through the Pepsi years, yes, those were those great commercials he did with Michael and the Jackson 5, to the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, to winning the Mirrorball on Dancing with the Stars, and of course, for the last 2 years, hosting America's Funniest Videos, which, by the way, is the longest running primetime show on television. Well, Alfonso is also directing multi-camera sitcoms these days, but at our event last night, he was humble and amazed at all of his accomplishments. And I have to add, since I am the co-chair of the Caucus for Producers, Writers, and Directors, I was thrilled for Alfonso and all of our other winners. Among them, director Chris Long from The Americans, producer Kenya Barris from Black-ish, writers Scott Alexander and Larry Karaszewski from American Crime Story, and of course, our executive of the year, Dan Cohen, who is president of Worldwide Television Licensing for Paramount Pictures Corporations. Congratulations to all of the caucus winners. And by the way, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN Online.